I have with me Chris Gerner. Good afternoon, Chris.
Hello, John.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Well, Agenda 21, man.
It's a mess. It's a monster. It's been growing, and you know, back in May 1st of 2002, as many have heard, I just kind of said, "Wow, it is all Agenda 21." As I was completing my broadcast on the other network, and it just all came to me. And it should have come to me a lot sooner, because I was covering the Sustainable America, a New Consensus, which is from the President's Council on Sustainable Development. That was done in 1996. I had that in my possession in 1998. I just wasn't connecting the dots like I should have to LA 21, local Agenda 21, and so I did find some pertinent information on that in my it's in my website now, but the whole engineering of this is going on because of public-private partnerships. And public-private partnerships are the melding of the government, the federal government, which is actually a federal corporation, and corporations and nonprofit organizations, or NGOs. So we have this situation being delivered to us, whether we like it or not, whether we know it or not, by tax-free foundations and government and NGOs, which are many, including the National Rifle Association, for that matter, an NGO of the UN system. Why that is, that's a good question. The bottom line is, they want everything that we have. They have a World Toilet Organization, the other WTO.
You're joking, right?
No.
A World Toilet Association?
It's the World Toilet Organization.
Oh, gosh.
And it's in part three of our Agenda 21 section, towards the bottom there. What I would suggest is, if you have your computer there, is to go to my Agenda 21 section. And the best way for people that are unfamiliar with all this is to go to the Anti-Communitarian League website, which is on our site. When you go to Agenda 21, you'll learn about regional governance. And then the second portion of is a general guide to Agenda 21. And that's the anti-communitarian people, Nikki Rapana and company. And she's done all her research on her own, away from me. And this is the thing that makes it so prominent to us, is of its relevance, is because other people are doing the same thing that I'm doing, and we aren't connecting to each other at all. So when you learn about this general guide to Agenda 21, it really lays it out very well with a table of contents, and they talk about how UN Agenda 21 is directly tied to the U.S., how non-UN affiliated American researchers see it, and how the UN Agenda 21 ties to the war on terror, how it blends communism, and the Great Britain's influence on Agenda 21, and how in A21, Agenda 21 incorporates global policing. It covers just about everything. I had a conversation with Jackie Petru a few weeks ago, first time I talked to her in a long time, and I'd wanted her to get on that Agenda 21 bandwagon a long time ago. She said to me, Agenda 21 is everything. And that's exactly the way I look at it. In this date of 2005, you know, 10, 20 years ago, it wasn't so monumental, but now it's turned into a monster. And And I really do connect Joan Vion's United Nations Global Straitjacket with the UN's book, Our Global Neighborhood. Those two books work hand in hand in explaining, in the best possible manner, what exactly is happening here. And in Joan Vion's book, she says, regarding the Biodiversity Treaty, which is the companion document to Agenda 21, she says, this treaty will move human beings by 2025 into protected islands in which they will not be able to get out of or move from.
Now, when you say protected islands, now this is the agenda, and I've seen the maps, and I'm sure you have.
Yeah, they're on the site too.
Yeah, that and your site is American Exposé. That's American with a K, exposé.com. And well, a lot of people don't understand that when we heard Bill Clinton talking about river initiatives or this, that, and the other. I've seen these maps, and what a lot of people don't understand, people say, well, what's wrong with the saving a little bit of the environment and not letting humans tramp around on it? But if you take all these United Nations maps...